The rain and the floods that came with it resulted in states of emergency being declared in several counties, including Montgomery and Schoharie. Middleburg Mayor Matthew Avitable.
We're expecting moderate to heavy rain today. We're observing the situation. We're taking a look at the local streams. We're hoping the streams wind up staying within the banks, but just in case, we have our emergency action plan ready to go.
A flash flood watch has been issued for the Capital District through Tuesday morning. Monday morning, Ulster and Greene counties were placed on the National Weather Service's flash flood warning list. Shandaken Town Supervisor Rob Stanley.
Luckily, we've dodged a bullet these past few days. Storms appear to have been going either south of us or north of us. We are soaked. The grounds are soaked. We do have concerns if high winds come that we may have some trees topple and such. But we'll keep a watchful eye out, and hopefully all will be well.
Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was scheduled to visit the storm-ravaged Hudson Valley on a driving tour of damaged areas in Montgomery and Herkimer counties, making stops at the Emergency Command Center in Fort Plain and meeting with first responders and local Montgomery County officials in Mohawk. The Reformed Church of Fort Plain is the site of a Volunteer Coordination Command Center. Pastor Nancy Ryan.
We have a lot of volunteers in the area, a lot of homeowners still trying to get muck and mud out of their basements. Many of them were able to remove the debris, but now they're left with mud and, you know, just a mess, and they're trying to get that kind of stuff out of their basement. The state crews and the emergency management, Red Cross, they're going through the, you know, trying to determine, you know, what kind of electrical or gas issues need to be taken care of, and they're just doing general cleanup.
Health officials have been offering Tdap vaccine to adults affected by the flood, and they've been handing out N95 respirators for people to use when cleaning up. More than 200 households were caught up in flash flooding Friday in Oneida County. Melissa King is the coordinator for Caring Kitchen, the county soup kitchen.
Many people were displaced or, you know, with other relatives, and obviously losing the loss of the food, especially since most people, you know, shop by the month. We were already serving for that week, so we just opened up, and normally we only serve a lunch meal, but we are now serving three meals a day. We're doing breakfast from 8 to 10, lunch from 11:30 to 1, and dinner from 5 to 7. We're servicing displaced as well as anybody else, because many people, you know, rising to the need, thought that things would be back in place by today, and obviously it's going to take a while before things are back in place.
There was flooding over the weekend in Castleton in eastern Rensselaer County, and authorities were still trying to find an elderly woman believed to have been swept away in Fort Plain. Meanwhile, Middleburg's Avitable says that his community is still recovering from previous bouts with Mother Nature.
Even with Irene being 2 years ago, and now Sandy being almost a year ago, we have to make sure that the state follows through with all of their promises, and we certainly hope that even with this rain, that we have a willing partner that is able to back us up and help us get back on our feet.
The Cuomo administration did not respond to a call for comment. One other disaster to update, that freight train sideswipe incident last week in Montgomery County that shut down a stretch of Route 5 and halted freight and passenger rail traffic in both directions. Amtrak's Cliff Cole says things are returning to normal.
The latest with the Amtrak's Empire service in regards to the CSX derailment is that we are running most of our Empire service today. The cleanup continues in that area, so the only piece of the operation that's not going to be running full-scale today would be trains 280 and 283. They will be busing passengers again today between Syracuse and Albany-Rensselaer. We do expect to have full operations back in time for tomorrow morning. That's, again, according to what we're hearing from CSX.
There's more information on WAMC.org. I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.